This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? Well, it had to happen eventually. This week's New England Journal of Medicine features a brand new diagnosis, Wii-itis, which you get from overdoing it with the Nintendo Wii. The case involved an otherwise healthy 29-year-old physician who woke up with intense right shoulder pain. He consulted a rheumatologist who determined that the problem was acute tendonitis in the infraspinatus. That's one of the rotator cuff muscles, which have ended many a major league pitching career. Anyway, the young doc realized he'd gone a little nuts with his new Nintendo Wii playing virtual tennis. And since you're not running around the court like in real tennis, you can just keep playing hour after hour after hour, thereby getting Wii-itis, which is spelled, interestingly, Wii-itis. The first Nintendonitis diagnosis came in 1990, but that dealt with thumb injuries from operating the kinds of games available then. With the advent of the Wii and virtual tennis, as well as golf, baseball, bowling, even boxing, docs should be on the lookout for all kinds of new Wii-itis possibilities. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky. I'll be signing copies of my book, Anti-Gravity, at the Cornell Store in Ithaca, New York, Saturday, June 9th from 11 to 1. Whee!